Yeah, right. Good morning. 6:15, Brock. Hunter.
Here we go.
Yahoo! All right. Let's get to your 6 a.m. WTF for the day. Now that we're running behind because we talked about the Arby's guy.
First off, how'd it go yesterday? Did you break anything?
The best show we've done in a long time. It was amazing.
Yeah. Everything works still. That's all I really care about.
It's everything works. I actually got an award.
How's your internet? That's
working great. That's fixed. I got an award from the Michigan Broadcasters Association.
For
the best morning show ever. And they're like, God, all you had to do is have Hunter take a day off. That's it.
That's what they did.
That's it. It was amazing.
One day. Why don't they just fire me? Why?
We feel bad because you're not qualified for anything else. Like, you're barely qualified for this, and you're definitely not qualified for anything else. So we'll just keep you on.
You know what? I know what you guys are. You guys are melting me.
You think
move
you would
to storage have storage B, Hunter? No, that's my basement. Storage basement. I get it. I know what you're doing.
You think you would have noticed when we gave you that Fisher Price my first microphone? But no, you're still there.
Is my microphone blue and red?
Yeah, it sings lullabies. It plays lullabies when you kick on it.
It echoes when I yell into it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all, buddy. That's the only reason you're here. That's the only reason you are here. All right, let's move on. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
All right, come on. That's all I got to say about this. Come on.
We're going to complain again.
A man in Turkey was reported missing on Tuesday after his loved ones lost touch with him for several hours. Apparently, he'd gone out drinking with some friends and then wandered into the woods, as you do when you're out drinking.
Kind of sounds like one of our buddies.
While in the woods, the guy saw people looking for someone, so he joined in. Reportedly, for hours, he's out there, hey, you guys looking for someone lost? Look, I can help. I was just out here hanging out.
That's how scary movies start, isn't it? Is it October yet?
Eventually, he noticed they were chanting his name, so he responded, I'm here. Once the authorities confirmed it was him, they called off the search and gave him a ride home. So a drunk man joined the search party for his own drunk lost ass.
Okay. Now I put that together. Hey, there you are.
And here's
who are we looking for? You.
Yeah.
You. We're looking for you.
No. I'm right here. You can't be looking for me. I'm here. Right. Yeah, first of all, the worst search party ever when they literally run into the guy and they didn't, like, check the description they were given. All right. He answers. Like, at one point, they didn't say, oh, yeah, we're looking for this guy and said his name. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, well, that's interesting because that's my name. But obviously, I'm not lost, so it can't be me.
Didn't get a picture or anything, you know? Like,
yeah.
It kind of looks like me, man.
Yeah. Did they have, like, a stick figure drawing of the guy that they were looking for? Be like, well, now this guy doesn't look like a stick.
And he's in the woods. That's what they said.
Like, come. Like, this whole thing sounds like just a bunch of mouth breathers out there walking around like, ah, we got to find Jeff. Hey, Jeff, are you Jeff? Well, my name's Jeff, but I'm not lost because I see you guys. Well, that makes good sense. Let's keep looking for another guy named Get out of here.
We're just looking for a bunch of people right now. Who's that one guy we're looking for? Everybody's trying to scope on.
I don't know. They got Dog the Bounty Hunter on him now. So you know what? Everyone just needs to stay in the woods. Everyone involved in this story, just stay in the woods for a couple days, okay?
Think about what
you've done. And the other part, too. Like, I don't know about you, Hunter, but I have gone missing for several hours multiple times. No one's come looking for me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's because nobody cares about us.
Whatever. Dude, there'd be such a big search party. There'd be, at least for me.
You know, the search party, it would be you. No. You would be lost. It would be your mom, your dad, and like a distant uncle.
Now, mom and dad would be fine. They'd be like, all right, he's fine. Honestly, he could spend some time alone in the woods. He needs it.
Damn it. They'd be saying, damn, it took 35, huh?
Yeah, 35 years. And finally, we got him. We tried to leave him in the woods constantly when he was little. Son of a bitch always found his way back like a little dog. All right, anyway, well, the guy's been found and everyone's happy again. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.